Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the end of another work and school week. Thank the good Lord for another day of being here, another work week to complete. There are a few announcements that I have to make today that we, before we get this show started. A, that wonderful group of three beautiful young sisters that have been playing here on the OTE Market Showcase, Artist Market, actually, for quite some time, Illuminum Safa, will be performing tonight at, let me get there, it's going to be at Club Sapphire. One second. Club Sapphire, trying to get the times for you, darling. We are going to see. Club Sapphire in honor of the LGBT awareness party this Friday. Okay, at Sapphire. Okay, if you are in the New York City area, this is in Lower Manhattan at 249 Eldridge Street between Houston and Stanton, New York Streets. You can take the F train to 2nd Avenue. You can bring organic food for those in need and get in free before 12. Sagittarius and Scorpios are also free before 12. It'll be $5 before 12 without organic food, and it will be more than that after midnight. So if you're trying to get in on this piece of the party, do so before midnight tonight. To our consultant, Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio in New York City, is currently with isoradio.com. You can hear Barry spin his musical magic on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing that, he is Grace in New York City, which is great R&B events all over the venues of New York and Brooklyn. And now, two more announcements. Track One Entertainment with Barry Mason will be holding the new version of So You Think You Can Sing, the 2014 version. And he will be hosting and judging the contestants with Dolores Milligan, formerly of the Ladies of Sky, that awesome group that brought us the 80s hit Call Me. And if you are interested as a singer of being a contestant on the show, email Barry at track1entertain@gmail.com. Okay? Now, also, Barry Mason is now the writer of the new column for GEI Magazine called Music Notes. And I don't know if it's weekly, but you can sit there and listen. And what you can do is get a little bit of grace from Barry's talent, because he's absolutely awesome, and there's nothing in the world that I wouldn't do for him. So that is my personal endorsement, as well as my professional endorsement, to my team, Monster Miles, Lady Diamond, Elaine Nieves, Deacon Zeddy Williams of Toledo, Ohio, and DJ Domrick of Rodney Williams, four of the most amazing people that I can work with and have beside me on the off and on the air moment, and I want to thank you all very, very much. To those of you that were listening with us on part one of this Relationship Chronicle segment, tonight we are going to be speaking on part two, and it's from the ladies to the men. So here we go. Tonight's topic, before we go into our early break, is this. When women talk to men about their sexual desires and the things that they need from them in sex, is this a good fruit or a bad seed being planted in the relationship? We know how this goes. Men got ego problems. You know, so a woman tells them, baby, go a little bit to the left or give me a little more this. They might get offended. So should we communicate this and if it's, because we all know communication is important. We don't want women or men to walk around dissatisfied when they should be able to say something, but have to risk hurting their feelings. So how do we do this? Now, a lot of you on the pre-broadcast topic posting definitely had a lot to say, so I'm expecting to hear from all of you tonight. So without further ado, we're going to be going out with a classic by Arrested Development called People Every Day. And when we get back, we will get this party started just after a word from our early break song artist and our sponsor. Back in 5.5 minutes, people.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. All right, that was our classic group, Arrested Development. I wonder where they are now, because they were absolutely powerful in their messages, and their songs were great as well. But that was one of my favorite people every day, and you heard from our sponsors after that. So now we are back on deck. Here is tonight's topic. Ladies, I want to hear from you and you gentlemen too. Now, you are in a relationship, okay? We are not speaking about jump offs. We're not speaking about casual flings. A relationship. So for those of you that are calling in and want to give me comparison stories, nope, we are strictly speaking about a marriage, a long-term relationship, a fiancé-ship, whatever it is that means permanent or about to be permanent. That's what we're speaking on, okay? Now, yesterday we spoke about the boldest thing that people have done as a couple, whether in public or private, to spice up their life. Then we asked more of some follow-up questions, you know, with regard to how will we go about doing it, and is Facebook cheating that's being done by these people, you know, that got relationships or have relationships? Is it because they don't know how to approach their own relationship and put the spice in it, so the idea of doing it with somebody new covers them or absolve them of having to try with their own, you know, or what they've had? We also spoke about other things, you know. Swinging. Is swinging something that an actual committed relationship couple can actually go do and get and be okay with? Can that really survive? A lot of people that were on the panel said no. Of course, you'll have people who are active swingers say that they worked fine, but then again, is that really a committed relationship? If you're going to say I have an open relationship, it's not a relationship. It's just a fling. Okay, so that's the thing. That's what we all agree with. Now, tonight's topic on the table, and I see that I've got a lot of people on my call, so one of you brave it out and press one so we can hear what you have to say. Ladies, is verbalizing your sexual desires or things that you feel your mate could step up and do a little more of, or you'd like to try a little less of or get more intense in, is telling them this, verbalizing it, showing it, planting more of a good fruit or a bad seed in the relationship? Meaning, we know guys got egos. Most of the guys come to the relationship bedroom swearing to God that they're supermen with a S on their chest, and they can swing from a jungle and do what they got to do, and everybody will be coming out smiling with a sparkly smile, and they have the Dexter St. Jock, you know, proud stance. But sometimes, ladies, especially as we get older and things that used to work when we were in our 20s are now, you got to do it a little differently. And as a matter of fact, while guys are burning themselves out in the 20s, women are reaching their sexual peaks in maturity older, as they get older. Okay, it's no longer just a bump and grind. It's like we're really trying to get to the bottom of satisfying ourselves. Okay, so now we're no longer in the little house in the prairie rules either, where we can't talk about sex and we can't say things and we've got to have our prim and proper hats and the country club gloves. We speak now. We make moves. So is this something that your man would have a problem with? And men, I want to hear from you. Would you have a problem with your lady telling you? It doesn't have to be, listen, you need to go a little more to the left. You know, we're not speaking that. If she was to tell you, you know, that there's something more she wants, or can you do something a little different, would you have a problem with it? Would you be offended? Now, when I say this, out of all the three topic feedback that I've had today, all of you men that answered all said you would not have a problem with it, that the woman needs to talk. One man stepped up and said this first. Christopher Williams, I'm going to speak with you out there. He said, honestly, at first my ego might be a little hurt, but you know what? It's all good as long as she's communicating with me. And to that I say, thank you for being the first honest dude that said something. There is nothing wrong, gentlemen, with you saying exactly what we expect. As a male, you have ego issues when it comes down to the bedroom, and not saying that all of you would not have a problem with your lady saying something. But let's be real. At first, you're going to be like, wait a minute. What am I not doing? Every single one of you out there, the best of you, the oldest of you, come on. There's nothing wrong with saying that your ego would have been a little touched in the beginning. This is your lady we're talking about. I would like to hear from you. I don't want anybody hiding in the corner. I want to hear from you the way I heard from you on the boards today. Okay? And I don't like talking to myself. You guys all know that. So let me hear what you have to say. So question of the night. All right. Got one person that got brave. Let's see. Let's go. Let's bring them in. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, you snatched me out there, Miss Barnett. This is Brother Larry. You snatched
Hey, Brother
me
Larry.
Out there.
How you doing? All right.
Peace.
You're up first.
Oh, thank you. Okay. You know, I was, you know, every time I get ready for my day, I get a chance to watch a little TV, about 20 minutes, a half an hour. And the Jerry Springer show was on, homegirl said she was angry at her man because her man was having some activities outside. And she said, and I give him oral sex every day. And that turned me on. You know what I'm saying? That really turned me on. Today I was driving with a friend of mine, and he had the problem that I had. And he met this young lady, and everything was bubbling. But once they got behind closed doors, it seemed like the bubbles settled down, and all she does is lay there. No touching or nothing. And I'm saying this here. Now if I get into a long, I got to have a long conversation with a lady, because, see, communication is beautiful. If you tell me what you like and what you don't like, that can make the relationships more intense for times to come. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're hiding these secrets in your brain, then it's not going nowhere. And I'm not, you know, the last thing I had, I tried to open it up. I just didn't understand it. And it just lay there. I don't understand it. You know, because nobody knows your inner body but you. You know what I'm saying? And I like the top that you have, because I'm trying to figure out how do you get the opposite sex to open their mouth?
Well, let me tell you what I see with a lot of situations. I think this is one of the most common things. First of all, guys, for some reason, society has them believing that they are experts in that situation, that whatever they do is the perfect thing, and they know what they're doing because they're men. They're men. All right, now, women, hold on. Women, on the other hand, are taught that whatever the men says to do, we got to do, and let's be quiet about it, and you don't speak about sex. You just do your things behind closed doors and do what you have to do. Well, all that's changed, because guess what? You know, listen, men, you got to stop assuming that women are coming in prepackaged and done and ready to go whichever way you go, and you got to open up yourself to allow yourself to be told or ask a question. There's no right or wrong in sex. It's about what people feel and what makes each person pleasurable. You're right. How can any one of you know? Listen, problem is when you say talk about it, I believe that the other thing that happens is this. Now people start imagining that the spur of the moment act or the spontaneity of the act is going to be flooded with a Q&A session. No. There's ways to communicate a new problem in the act without it being, listen, go to the left, honey. No, go to the right. Wait, stop. Turn around. Go this way. Guide them. Make it fun. You know, make it something.
But Katie, you know, this is what I'm saying. You know, I experienced and the opposite, the lady, when, I mean, there's nothing. I have learned that when I was 20, how to communicate. And matter of fact, I was about 25, and a young lady, 18, taught me how to communicate. And that was insulting to me because she had me climbing the wall because she talked it to me and responded to my actions and so on and so on. Now, when I learned what she was doing, what was causing me done, I took it into my future today. And I'm not afraid to communicate with the opposite lady. But for her, you know, I just haven't found that one. And I pray that I do because, I, you know, I want to relax. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I like,
okay.
You know, but it's like, I don't know. I got caught up in the spurs of the moments, and I thought they was, you know, because, like I said, the first beginning of a relationship is bubbling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And once afterwards, the bubble settles down. The champagne's still the same. There's no bubbles. Now you got to bring the bubbles back.
And as we spoke about in our relationship segments, and caller, I see you there. I'm bringing you in just a second. When we speak about this relationship situation, because relationships take work to make it work. It's easy to get into one. It's very hard to keep one up. Now, even if you are the most perfect, loyal to each other, you guys have to make it work. It takes work. It's like you can plant your first fruit in a garden, but you have to keep it watered. You got to watch the amount of sunlight it comes in. You got to figure out whether it's a plant that stays in the sun or doesn't. That's the same thing that happens in a relationship. And things are going to come into the relationship that's going to throw off the balance of whatever you have to make it work. Let me see what our new panelist has to say. Hang on a minute, Brother Larry.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air?
Yes, this is Chris Williams. I had commented on your topic earlier.
Yes, you are the first truthful. You are the first truthful responder. Thank you, Christopher Williams. Join us, join us. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
So your
opinion.
Okay, so my opinion is this, though. To answer the original question, I would be a little bit taken back by that, you know, if, I'm married, okay, and I got married on Valentine's Day of this year, you know, and what you said was absolutely spot on as far as society. And culturally, you know, guys are groomed to think that they are the, you know, the experts or the end all be all when it comes to, you know, bedroom action or whatever, you know. So for somebody to comment back and say, hey, you know, I think you can do this a little bit better or do this a little bit better, you know, it could be a blow. It could be a blow to the ego. I mean, I'm just being honest, you know. But I think I'd rather the person I'm involved with at least tell me that, and then we can, you know, use that as a learning point or a tool to strengthen our relationship going forward. You know, I think that's absolutely important that she does that. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome. So I was just saying that I think that, you know, what in a situation like that, what I would try to do, you know, is turn that what could be a negative into a positive and use that to listen to your woman, you know, and use that to learn because we're supposed to be, as men, part of our duties is to please our women, please our ladies, you know. And, you know, and it's got to be both ways. It's a two-way street. But as a man is going to want to please this woman. A man is going to desire to do things that, you know, she's going to enjoy, you know. And we need to swallow our pride and just go ahead and just say, okay, honey, you know. But I also think, too, that delivery is very important, you know.
Absolutely.
So if she comes and she says, hey, man, you know, you are terrible at doing X, Y, Z,
okay.
Sometimes the message isn't bad, but it's the delivery of the message that could turn people off. With anything, you know, but if she comes to me with love and compassion and says, hey, honey, you know, I think, you know, tonight let's try to do this or let's try a different approach to whatever it is, you know, I'm more willing to receive that message that way if it's with that love. And if she loves me, and she's my queen, then she's going to want to tell me in a way of love and compassion that I can understand it, you know. And then we'll work on it together, use that moment as a teachable moment, and use that to strengthen our relationship going forward, you know. The important
yes.
thing is the fact that she's even telling me at all and not, you know, looking for it somewhere else, you know, keep it in the house, keep it at home, you know, and it'll be all right, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, but to answer your question, well, yeah, I'll be hurt, I'll be taken back a little bit, but, hey, man, it's a part of life, and we all have to learn. We all have to learn, you know, what our partners like and what our partners don't like, and not just, you know, sexually, but in any area, you know, any area of our relationship. You're always learning about each other. You're always exploring each other's opinions and attitudes about stuff, you know. So just take it as a learning lesson to try to progress the relationship in a positive direction. That's my advice and my thoughts.
Absolutely, and you brought up some very important facts. First of all, people, use your common sense. It's called communication. You're not going to definitely walk up there and tell your man, which we just spoke about, is designed to be egotistical, especially when it comes down to what they already perceive to be the epitome of manhood, which is their organ for sex. Okay, so if you shoot that down, you could forget it. So the first thing that you need to do, maybe you don't even have to say it verbally. Maybe during the act, guide him. Say, try this. I don't know where that background noise is coming from. Okay. So you guide him. You don't walk and say, you're no good at this. Or, you know what, listen, that's not good enough. You guide him. And you know something, guys? Instead of you using your ego to say, well, who does she think she is to tell me of all people? Listen, take it as, oh, okay, I'm learning something new. I could do this the next time around and get her. I can do this and, you know, I know that this is what happened. You know what? Start looking for things that maybe as much as you think you've made her react, she might have a spot you don't know about, and this might be the time for you to figure it out. Because believe me, we do. We do.
Amen.
Believe me, we do. There are ways you need to go figure out, and you know, sometimes we don't even know it exists until you get there. And then you'd be like, whoa, want to go back there again? You know, there are things in our own bodies we don't even know exist until somebody hits. Now, as if you go around with the idea that your happiness is in seeing her be pleasured, you know, be pleased, this will make sure that communication will always be open and received on both ends without any emotional conflict. Okay? So I just want to say, Christopher, you were the first male who answered me that I believed who was honest. Because everybody's like, no, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Maybe they wouldn't, but I can guarantee you that little initial, ego tick, that little dent in the ego was going to be the first thing that hit them, not the come forth, baby, and tell me what you got to tell me. Yeah, right. I think even a woman...
Right.
Even a woman who's designed to be a receptacle, I guess you could say, in the beginning, I think even a woman would feel a little off if she can't even do the part that she is known to play or believes she's supposed to play. If you guys say, why do you just lay there? Why don't you move your leg to the side? Why don't you move your hips? We're even going to have a little ego problem there.
Mm.
Now, to Larry, I got to bring you back in, sweetheart. There was a little interference from your end. But, Larry, I'm going to bring you in right now, and let me say this to you, okay? If the girl is just laying there, and you guys are supposed to be the ones that have the big old, you know, expertise sack on your backs, that is the time for you to treat her like a rookie and say, you know what, I'm going to train her to what I like. You understand? That way you don't start going, oh, she's no good, let me look to the next person. This is the time for you to go, wait a minute. This is a girl that hasn't been messed up by anybody else. I could do that. I got, like, new ground. You know, make it a game, even if you make it a learning game, you know. There was somebody that I spoke with about this topic, and they said something to me. Now, those of you that are out there, if your teens are listening by the radio, kindly get them out of the room, please. Because this is an adult topic, and I did make sure everybody knew that from yesterday. Now, this is something I totally agree with on from this respondent. And one of the things is not so much the actual specific that she said, but, you know, the concept behind it. Now, you know how a lot of times you guys have a little bit of a hard time, you know, getting up right away. Not because you can't perform. Let me make sure I get that off the ego board. But because maybe at that moment, you know, the right time, you're excited as hell, but physically, you know, it's not showing just yet. So instead of the women feeling that it's that they're unattracted or they're not into it, when clearly he's saying something else, use it as a way to figure out how to accomplish that task. Well, this particular person says that when her man is down on his, having a bad day and he's not responding even though he's clearly with it, she finds it a challenge to stimulate him while he's soft until he gets to that point. Like, she likes to see it happening in progress based on something she's doing. So I'm with her on that one.
Well, that's,
you know, go ahead.
And that's what I think that is missing, you know, with some ladies. It's taboo for them. I don't understand that. I really don't. That's, you know,
actually, I think guys make more of a problem with it, so the girl reacts. I'll tell you that right now, because it's sad to say, but the male race, you guys,
you know,
y'all eat, drink, and sleep by the way your manhood performs, and you don't understand that a woman that loves you can deal with a lot of things. Now, if obviously, if you've got a woman walk around going, you just, you don't even get soft, all you do, then you got a problem.
No.
You know,
I was listening to divorce court one day, and this lady, she was there with her husband, and they had two children. And the only problem she had is that, was I explained, that her husband, only time, it was no foreplay, nothing, no kissing, nothing. When he wanted to have sex, he would tap her, open her legs, jump in, and jump out. And
okay.
I say, wow, I got to meet her.
Larry,
yeah.
That's why you saw that story on divorce court. Obviously there was no buffer communication while that was happening. She probably was sitting around waiting for something to change and never said anything in the process, which is a big, big no-no. You know, and guys, listen, listeners, I'm going to tell you this again. This is a viewpoint show. I am not Dr. Ruth. I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm not trying to claim any certifications in sex therapy. And frankly, I don't think a damn soul in the world could be a sex therapist.
I agree with you.
I believe that's a personal situation between two people, because everybody has different things that pins their desires up. Some people just like to know that somebody is sensitive and loving behind the act. Some people are perfectly okay with intimacy and then go physical. Some people like to launch it, you know, let's do it crazy type thing and then settle down. Some people like it different. Some people could do all of that stuff and get a pleasure on a different day from a different thing. But so I don't know how any one person could claim to have an expert textbook and go, no, you want to do this. No, you need to do that. No, you should do this. You're not in my bedroom, and it's a little freaky to me to be hearing you tell me what the hell I should be doing.
Well, I have learned to communicate. That's one thing I have learned to do. And I do not lack that, and I'm not afraid of that. And like I said, the divorce court situation. I wish I could have met that lady. Did a switch up, give her my woman, I take her, and we get this party started, right? And it's heavy because, you know, a woman knows herself. She can turn that man on just by her walking in the room and being and open with herself and allowing him to be open with her. I sometimes one of my early relationships, I would use my lady like a cover to my body. You know, I would later, I would put one of her legs over my body, you know, just that compassionate touch and feel, you know what I'm saying? And one day I came home, I was tired. She said, "Oh, you can't do it, you're so tired." Just by her saying that, it was on. You know what I'm saying? Just by her saying simple words, you know, like that. You know,
listen,
God did not create a woman for man to repel from woman. You know, if she knows herself, not every woman knows herself. That's what I think I missed out on that part that most, not going to say most, but some women don't know themselves, the power of themselves. And they lay up in the bed like it's supposed to be naturally given to them.
Let me tell you something. I think maybe we should also stop looking to the other one for some sort of written instruction manual. Maybe get spontaneous on your own one day and try to do something. You know what? Those of you ladies that are out there that see all these things and you want to try something but you're a little reserved, do it when your man's asleep.
Yeah.
Wait till he goes to sleep and experiment.
That's what I'm saying, Katie. That's what I'm saying, you know. Find a way to get it out there because I don't know your body. You know, I saw you at Roseland with your pretty self. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably going crazy with you. But there's something more that you know about Kaylee than I do that would take us into hundreds of years of a good relationship. You see what I'm saying? But if we hide our feelings, we don't know how to express ourselves, then that bubbling a champagne is no more bubbling, and then we think it's not. It's still there. We just got to get it bubbling. That's it. The champagne is still champagne.
But you guys also can't sit around talking about that you're experts in sex, and all you do is chase a woman around to get to that ultimate goal, and then turn around and say that a woman needs to tell you what the hell we feel. Hello?
No.
If you are in a relationship,
no.
You need to try to figure out some stuff too.
Naturally. It works both ways.
If your woman has in your mind the potential or has the ability to do certain things, and none of you are talking, one of you needs to ask a question and not make it seem like you're asking a question to a dummy in a class that's an advanced SP class or something. You need to figure out a way to make it a sexual activity.
So check this out, Katie. The last lady I had a long relationship with, when I be laying in the bed and I would just touch her, she would say, "What you doing?" I said, "What I'm doing?" You see what I'm saying? That's not natural. That's not natural. That's unnatural.
Okay, well, then guess what? Try to be a player if she's with it and that's your woman, if that's your lady, and you tell her, "What do you think I'm doing?" Make it seductive.
I did. It didn't work. It didn't work. It still went negative. I didn't understand it. And the reason why I'm saying it, because when we first met, I had a small room and I had a one-size bed. So we was closer than glue to paper. You understand? Sticking the paper between glue. You know what I'm saying? And it was, like I said, that champagne was bubbling. But man, when I got out of there, got something bigger, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. And like I said, a younger lady taught me how to communicate to her, and I took that and I ran with that to this present day.
And you were in a long-term relationship with this person, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, if there was no communication being done, we already know. If there's no communication, no attempts at it, then, you know, maybe that wasn't for you. You know, it's not about that. I'm talking about if you guys are not at the point of trying to kill each other, can't stand each other, do whatever, you're not in bombs, and, you know, you're not playing the Confederates versus the Blue Coats or whatever the game is.
Yeah.
And so now, come on, Christopher, let me hear what you have to say about this.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Man, I just love the dialogue. I'm sitting back and I'm just listening, right? And I just love the dialogue there, you know. I think a good point was brought up, too, about, forgive me if I butcher this a little bit, but when you are talking to the lady I think you said, that you don't want to talk to her like a student in a classroom or something, right?
Absolutely.
And I thought that was very good. That's something I didn't even think about, you know, but that's something good, you know, and it just goes back to that street of that two-way street of communication, you know, because the thing is you don't want to inadvertently put somebody down or make a potentially awkward situation just that awkward. You know, that's not the goal there, you know. I think the comments about the woman not maybe not knowing the woman not knowing a particular spot on her body, knowing herself, was really good too, you know. And I think there is some truth to that. I do think there's some truth to that, because I know in my past, and you know, we're all adults here, but I know in my past, you know, there's been times where stuff was going on, and you know, afterwards I'll be told, oh, I never felt that before, you know, or I didn't even know X, Y, Z about myself. And I'm like, oh, snap. That's a confidence booster, you know. And then the challenge is trying to repeat that and do that again, you know. But, you know what I mean? That's the hard part. You know?
Yo, brother, man.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I, you know, when I met her, I used to walk down the streets with her, and I had to wear a jacket so nobody won't see me rising.
Oh, you know, okay.
That's the power of a woman.
Yeah.
But if she don't know how powers, and she think, all he got to do is come jump into me, there's more to it than this, that, you know?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, dear, but that seems to be the majority of presentation to women. You know, if you can't go into a club and sit down with you can't wear certain things.
I'm talking about, we had already met, and every time we would get, you know, walk the streets or whatever, you know, just herself, you know what I'm saying? You know,
well,
I'm not talking about like in
the
club or something. In the club or something, that's different, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about after I met this lady, and you know, I'll see her today, same thing, I'll see her 2 days later, you know what I'm saying?
That's the power of a woman.
Did
you say 2 days later, Larry? That's not a relationship. That's 2 days after you met her.
No. Listen, I'm just saying the power of a lady. I'm not talking about relations. I'm talking about the power of a woman.
Okay.
You know, like I went early May, the last dance at Roseland, and had a dance with it, and it was the same effect. But I could sit down and talk to a lady without that. But once I meet a lady and we begin to date, not bed wise. Just dates. Yeah, it can happen because the power of her. The power of a woman is so unique. It is outstanding. When I go to the gym, you know, I go to the gym to work out. And, you know, me and the fellas, we talk all the while.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one gentleman, he's like 70. He said, I don't need no Viagra. I said, you're right about that, man. If you got a good woman, you don't need no Viagra. Because working out pumps up the blood, the heart to make the blood got to go where it goes. And you got a woman that knows her power. I wouldn't care if you was 100. She's going to rise you up because that's her power. That's your power, Sister Kaylee. Man has physical power. The woman has sexual power. And I'm not saying in a sexual way to be freaks or anything. No, I'm not speaking in that terminology. But the power of a woman is great. It's like the power of a man. His power is physical. His power is physical.
Like I was saying before, you know, the power of a woman to a man might be that. But you guys, besides the average man,
mm-hmm.
besides walking around, you know, when they already with their woman or in a relationship, the average man in a relationship doesn't walk around saying, baby, it's your intellect and the way that you are that also sets off my sexual mode. Even though, believe it or not, I've been told by quite a few real men, okay, I'm not talking about, you know, the little wannabe players that walk around holding their zipper in their hand at all times. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about guys that knows what it means to put sex in its place and be what they got to be and know about, you know, being a real person. respecting the person that they're with regardless, and realizing that they once were a wild child college person, but now they've grown up. That type of person. Mm-hmm. But the average man, even in that situation, doesn't know how to relate that to his significant other. And believe it or not, gentlemen, here's a little inside tip. We love that. That might turn us on even more than what you are physically touching us with. All right? Mm. Second caller. I have another caller, two callers. First one coming in right now, and I'm going to let them say what they have to say. Hang on with me, gentlemen.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Classy. Can you hear me well?
Okay, not really.
Not really.
Okay. No, there's a big background noise with you. I'm not. Okay.
Okay. I'll call back.
No, who's this with me? Who's he talking? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I think that there's the other brother there too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. I think that, you said some stuff I was kind of thinking about. I was trying to think of how to vocalize it, though. But the atmosphere for a romantic evening starts way before you dim the lights and turn on candles. You know, that because a woman, I've always been taught that a woman knows within the first few minutes of meeting you where you're going to go. Where is that relationship going to go? Is it going to be a relationship? Are you going to be in the friend zone? You know what I mean? Like within the first few minutes of meeting her.
All right, let's talk past the first few meetings. Let's talk. I see you, caller. I'll bring you in a minute. Let's talk established relationship. All right, because things go wrong in that bedroom too. After the honeymoon, we call it. You know, do it everywhere on the floor, that type of thing. Once that spell is over, you still have to look at each other. You still have to go through this again. Now you don't want it to just be, you know, a non-spontaneous situation. You don't want it to just be routine, part of a protocol. Hello, baby. How you doing, baby? I think it's been 8 hours. Okay, we ate. Okay, we don't really smoke, so let's go do something. Okay, sex. All right, let me bring in my next two callers. Just give me a minute. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, Katie. How are you? Mic check.
Oh, yeah. Hello there, Luke. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to bring in our other panelists so they don't wait, and then I'm going to go to them. Hang on a minute. Your first one's you. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. You never say anything. All right, let me go to Lou. Let me go to Lou first, baby doll. Hold on 1 second. All right, Lou, go ahead. Your spin. You know we're waiting.
Okay. Well, first of all, good evening, everybody, to the panel.
Evening.
I've been listening, Katie, and what have you, and I heard Brother Larry in there, whatever, and I just want to say, sound like you just a horny dude, bro, quite frankly, man, but that's the end of the day. I'm talking about the walking down the street, having a high. But anyway, maybe it's me. First of all, before I get off topic, what exactly is the, you know, a question?
The question is, I don't, hold on a minute, let me just figure out where that background's coming from. If a woman verbalizes her desires to her man, like, you know, maybe there's something she wants you to do a little more of or a little less of or spend a little more time doing or change up a little bit, is verbalizing this to her man a problem or not? Will it hurt or help?
Absolutely not. In fact, I welcome it. I encourage it. I want to, whatever. If you're really interested in pleasing yours or whatever, then you would want feedback or something. They say no one can please a woman better than a woman as far as that goes, as far as knowing what they like and what they whatever. So I welcome and encourage a woman to tell me what it is that, you know what I mean, save me a bunch of trouble having to figure it out. You know, because all women is different. They like a, you know, like a fingerprint. You know what I mean? And so what tickles another one's fancy may not with the other. So I welcome any input to let me know. I can, you know, let me know a shortcut, so to speak. You
okay.
know, so absolutely not. I don't have a problem with that. In fact, I like it, quite frankly.
Well, that's a good thing because that will keep the relationship open and communicative. And you know what? I don't know where that's coming from, but please, whoever is swooping around in the background, we try to keep it down because it's echoing back into the panel. All right, Linda, you're up from the women's side of things. Do you
I have a question.
Would you,
go ahead.
Would you tell?
You wanted to ask me something?
Yeah, I was going to say, would you tell your man if you wanted something more extra, more intense, a little more time on, you know, or to try something? Would you do that?
Well, that's why I have a question, and I wanted to ask the gentleman their opinion.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a scenario. Say you're in a relationship with somebody, and it's an established relationship. You love her. She's your soulmate. Everything is great, except you don't satisfy her sexually because you have a little Richard. So she asks you to put on a contraption to satisfy her. Would you be offended by that?
Okay, I'm going to have to bring them all in. So start with you, Lou.
Absolutely. It'd be some fronters moving in my Bernie Mac voice. I'd be highly offended. What you're telling me is that I ain't got enough. Now, seriously,
okay.
though, I would be a little bit crushed in fire as well. I may not react, and I probably may do it. I don't know. It depends. But, yes, I would be – my little feelings would be hurt. Yes, absolutely. Because, essentially, that's what you would be telling me is that I ain't got enough to please you, and you need me to strap on, and you know what I mean? And so, yes, my little feelings would be hurt. Yeah, my little ego, my little man pride. Absolutely.
Okay.
But do you think that you could maintain a relationship and maintain a satisfying sexual relationship if you have to do that every time?
Okay.
Well, like I said, I would probably do it, but again, I'm just being honest with you. Yes, my little ego would be a little tarnished, you know, because that's essentially what you would be saying. Basically,
that's
right. Teasing you. Because I don't have enough.
Oh, wow. Okay. Christopher, your answer to that question?
Yes, I'll answer that question, and I agree with the brother there. That's a no-go for me. You know, I can't get with that. I'm sorry. And just because of exactly what the brother before me just said, that what you're telling me is that I have to manufacture something to compensate for a shortcoming, you know, and that's just not. I can't get with that. Here's the thing, okay, guys. To me, this is just my opinion, okay. This is just my opinion. But if we're getting into the mood and we're about to do our thing, we're about to, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get it on or whatever. I am not about to take the time out to strap the mess on, okay. I'm just not going
to
do it.
Talking is important,
you know?
And you guys need to put your egos in your back pocket while you ladies talk it. And stop thinking that just because society said so, that you are supposed to be the sexual all-around expert of the world. Let me go to our other panelists on the – 1 second. Okay, callers, answer that question, sweetheart. I don't know where that one went. All right, Brother Larry, we're going to bring you in. How would you feel about what Linda said?
I would not want to, I would have to cut it off because if you need something, if I got to have something other than me to bring it to an arousal, then it's not me that's bringing it to an arousal, it's that object. So I'm missing out. I'm really missing out. We're gonna have fun together, but we couldn't be in a relationship. We might not even have fun together.
She's been sexual all this time, and she finally feels comfortable enough to tell you that you're not satisfying her.
Yeah, that's
what
I said.
That's
what I said. So if you it's like if I meet a woman, every time she got to have a drink or she got to – I met her sister a long time ago. She's always want me to pick her up, and every time I pick her up, she want me to buy her some reefer and a golden champagne. And I said, how come I always come to your house – every time you come to my house, you want me to buy you a golden shell pound and a reefer. When I come to your house, you don't buy me nothing. She says, "Well, I'm giving you sex." Wow. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I got to buy you a golden champagne and a bag of weed for to turn you on so you can get busy. Then it's not me turning you on. It's something else. So I'm wasting my time because if I run out that something else, I can't turn you on. So if I can't find that gadget that you want, they ran out of it, then we back to zero. You're not being satisfied. You see what I'm saying?
Well, dang, Larry, that's pretty cheap if you ask me. Sure, most of them won't get that and whatnot. We need a golden champagne. Sure, you think
I'm yeah, this is like in the 80s, golden champagne and a bag of weed.
Yeah, I was about to
so
ask
it wasn't
you.
Me
it
turning
it
on. It was a golden
champagne.
It was a golden
champagne. Well, yes,
I will say this. I mean, I done bought a mini pack of cigarettes, bro. You know what I mean? I didn't pay for it. You know, a pack of cigarettes and fucking give you a little shot ain't that bad. You know what I mean? I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying, but hey, man, you know, hey.
But if
I'm
I got to give you something,
she was saying, please. Go ahead, Linda. I'm just surprised to hear that you all would throw away a relationship just because of that.
That's not what I said, Linda. Let me say it again. My ego would be hurt. I said I would perhaps do it, but also I understand what Larry is saying. I understand what Larry is saying is that if he needs to strap on something or whatever in order to please you, then he's not actually pleasing you, per se. The thing is pleasing you. So I get that point, too. But as I said, I probably would do it, but I would not let ego be crushed.
Well,
I
want to
ask a question.
I've heard, okay, who is that?
Chris, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so real quick, you know, like I said before, but here's the thing, too, though, you know, if the tables were reversed, right, and me and you are in a relationship, right, and after a while I built the confidence to tell you, hey, you know, I really like this relationship. I really like you. However, I would appreciate if you had a bigger backside. Can you get surgery or can you take some back shots or something like that? How would you feel?
You know what? That's actually a good analogy. That's a good analogy. I will give you that point really good. But I can understand where okay. I know if a man needed me to always have props in the middle of it, I would have a problem with that. I would have a problem with we can't just sit up there and have ourselves for every so often. Now listen, as I said on last night's segment, with the man in my life, I would have no problem, you know, doing anything within our bedroom limits, minor strangers coming in, doing whatever. But after a while, certain things, if all you're going to do is have gadgets and be gadget dependent, then it becomes insulting. It becomes insulting.
Right. Right.
You know, if you're going to do it every once in a while as a prop to go along with some role play or whatever, hey, but if you're going to depend on it every day, if
the
you
problem.
Guys
you know,
can't you can't take condoms.
I went to a setting one day. There was a lot of entrepreneurs there, and there was one there who was selling sexual toys. And it was nice, and I forgot to ask them, do you have a tape with, you know, of communication just in case I run out of lubrication or the machine ain't working? You know what I'm saying? Do you got something on, you know, a conversation between a man and a woman? You know what I'm saying? Because those things is okay for sparks, you know, whatever. But when all those, I ain't got no lubrication, I ain't got no vibrator and all that, and I don't want something, I want to look at my wife, my woman, and say, hey, baby, da-da-da-da, and she pop, and it's on and popping. You see what I'm saying? All the other things good for extra fun, extra fun. But the real deal, it got to be me and you.
Listen, my ex used to ask me to do things because we used to see these things out there and wonder what the hell they do.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that's
and that
beautiful.
Was it.
That's
but I mean,
beautiful.
Listen, don't come telling me, yeah,
no.
let's have this strapped on. I'm not gay. You know, I
no.
mean, I don't want nobody. If all
yeah.
you need, and if you always need to be drunk to get started, you're going to have your partner wondering, what about me is it that you need to be drunk all the time?
Well,
you know,
right.
It's like, you know, you run out of such gadgets, you know what I'm saying? You know, baby, can you lick the lollipop, you know what I'm saying? Honey, can you slap, you know what I'm saying? But the other things are, that's added attraction. But if I got to use that to have you, then I'm not, that's not me, it's that thing.
So I think if you, okay, I don't know where that's coming from. And if you guys hear the mute mic, it's because I'm trying to figure out where it is. But I will say this. If you need it on a daily basis, or each and every time, that's a problem.
Yes.
That would be a problem for me.
Yes.
If you need it each and every time, that would be a problem for me. If you're doing it as an enhancement thing every once in a while, no problem. Okay?
Yes.
But after that, it's a problem.
Yes, it is.
Okay, after that it'll be a problem. Now, the other thing would be if you need outside stimuli all the time. I think as much as every now and again, a porn movie with your mate is good. But
yeah.
If that person needs porn throughout the act or while you're sitting there or every single time to get started, then it ain't you he's seeing or she's seeing.
Do that.
Okay?
Right.
Or they're going to start thinking that you can do them super moves that these porn actresses are paid to do. And I'm sorry. There's only so far I'm a bench fly, do whatever. You know, so that's some craziness. But, Linda, that
I've
was a personal question.
I've never watched a porn and got past the credits. I don't get
thank
the porn.
You. Hello.
I've never gotten past the credits.
I hate all that BS, like romantic crap, scripted crap. Get to what the hell's going to turn you on. I fast forward so often it's not even funny. You know, I don't want to see you do this, and I don't want to hear the cheesy dialogue. Get to the act, okay, 2 minutes is done, I'm gone. I'm up, I'm hot, let's go, baby. You know, what do I need you for?
My ex used to want to sit up and watch the whole entire movie. No, let's watch the movie. I said, baby, that ain't where the porn is for, baby. You don't watch the whole doggone porn. You get it started and get it popping and stuff, and the TV's off. You don't sit up. It's not a doggone BET special. Come on. I mean, seriously?
Right.
Yeah,
I hear you. No, but now the question
is for those who want to learn something.
If guys are always used to being coming in, but because your great-grandfathers, your grandfathers handed down to your fathers, handed down, you know, men, you go in there and you take care of this, your business. just because you can poke it and swing it don't mean you know what the hell you're doing. So I want to get that together. And that's the problem. And what you guys fail to realize, those of you that just like playing the game, is that while you have burned yourself out trying to figure out every woman that you could hit on the list, by the time we get to our sexual peak, you can't match us. So you better ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you are burning out, we are eating up.
Look, co-signing. Listen, co-signing.
I have to co-sign to this one. I believe that's true. You guys think it's
Lady Diamond.
Teenagers. I don't know. Y'all men, when you become teenagers, that's it. Once you get hard, that was it. It's done. The first time you get an erection and you even touch a girl yet, you're already there.
Yeah.
But to us ladies, it's like, okay, we take our time. We're all right. We're a little shy here. All right, we're going to work on that. It takes us time. Shoot, I didn't hit my sexual peak until I hit 30.
Well, let's see, sister, as I was telling, speaking earlier, we all have our setbacks in the bedroom. But if we are sincere, then there'll be no setbacks because man and woman has the power to bring man to any type of, just about any erection, with or without Viagra or anything like
right.
that, as long as he's taking care of himself. But at the same time, you got to have a man who is willing or not afraid to express his sexual emotions.
Absolutely.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I think by the time you get to an established relationship, all that macho crap should be out the window anyway.
Hopefully.
Okay, I think all that trying to impress the cheerleader crap goes out the window. This is
yeah.
too grown now. You done passed the jock stage, you know.
Right.
There's not, you know, frankly, this is the way I think that guy cycle goes. After you get the go ahead from your father, You know, okay, it's about that time, son. All right. Then you, this is the deal. First, you spend a good part of your life trying to get it in somewhere. Mm-hmm. Okay? Then you spend a good part of your life trying to figure out what the hell the feeling is once you got there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you spend a good part of your life trying to tell everybody that it's been everywhere.
Mm.
Yep,
all right.
Right.
Now, then as you got there, now you know what it's like. Now you're trying to figure out a way to perfect yourself. Okay, yeah, I could do this. I heard you should do that. Oh, did you see this part? That guy says he does this. This guy hits all the honeys. You know what? What he say about it? All right, now you're figuring out a way that you're not just, you know, hitting and shooting and you're done. To say you did it. Now
yeah,
you burned out from all of that. And you hit your 30s and your 40s. Now you are in a relationship mode, which, by the way, that's what we're getting from you. For all of you guys that are out there with your beer bellies and your bald head and your tan neck and your bad teeth, talking about the girl has to come tight with an hourglass figure and a hair ass and all this stuff. How dare you come to us imperfect and used and then got the nerve to say we need to be tight and locked for your butts. Did you ever start to think that maybe we're going into a club and saying we don't want no guy with rotten teeth and bad breath and, you know, six bellies we got to jack up to find the actual spot?
Katie. Katie.
Wow.
Katie.
Just want to put a little reality in there for all you 50-something players. Okay, you
can
ever start to think. Go ahead, baby
can
boy.
Can I say something, Katie?
Right
listen,
away.
Katie. I want to pose something that's interesting. You know, we've had this conversation before.
Quite a bit.
It's interesting that you just said that about the men and how we, whatever. And I'm man enough to admit that me, when it comes to things like that, we are ultimate hypocrites. We are, you know, we, for example, when it comes to, like, cheating or something, whatever, this man, we can cheat on a woman 10 times, let her cheat once, and she's like the scum of the earth. She can take us back 10 times. But we let her cheat on us once, and we hypocritical in that fashion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mad enough to admit it. But I want to say this though about, and I don't know if I can speak. I can only speak for myself, but the fellas can tell me if they agree. When it comes to sex, pleasing a woman, and so on and so forth, me personally have been a lot of trial and error. And as I mentioned earlier, with the fact that women are so unique and so different in their needs. It's kind of like a learning process, all that you never really down pat. I mean, for the most part, in general, you know, yeah, intercourse or whatever, oral or whatever that may be. But as far as the things that they need to please them, it's like a never-ending learning experience, quite frankly. For me, can any brothers relate to that? Because women are so
absolutely
unique.
And if you know something coming from a woman, if all guys walked into the bedroom with that attitude and also with the idea that their pleasure comes from our pleasure first, because they could walk up and go, okay, she ain't going nowhere, yeah, I done did it, you know. Don't walk around thinking that you've got the patent on each woman that you with, because like I said, brothers, while you guys are burning up, we are heating up. While you are burning out, we are heating up. You know how the barbecue grill goes out and you got to add a little bit of lighter fluid to keep it going?
Right.
You know how that works? Well, guess what? We're like brand new charcoals when we're in our 40s.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what they need?
Ms. Kaylee?
You know where they come from? Because of we as young men, and I can go from like 20s, 30s, 40s, I can see the progression, whatever. When we 20s and in our younger ages, because we get some and go so crazy that we just go crazy jacking off and getting all every chance we get, we burn ourselves out by 30.
That's the society pass torch, because men are so busy being measured from their grandfathers and right now by the amount of ways they could be a man using a woman to do it. You guys need to understand in the bedroom that women are more turned on by feeling like you respect us, and that everything else that comes with that comes from that first stamp, believe it or not.
Right.
Women are emotional. In sex, we don't just walk around going, oh, it's a fling. That's bull crap. Any woman out there talking about all she wants to do is go out there and just hit it and move. Believe me, she's got emotional protection issues.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, every woman that walks into my, I just want to get with this person. Bull crap. We were not designed to be no casual nothing.
Yep.
Okay, that's crap.
We can't. We're not programmed to do that. We're not programmed to do that. We can't,
no, you're not.
Have a fling and all of a sudden just get over the person. It's, you know, I mean, I don't know how women could do that. They could just have a one-night stand and all of a sudden just keep moving.
Well, let me tell y'all,
so
the modern-day woman, I can understand that, that old-fashioned whatever, but the modern-day woman, I have to tell y'all, ladies, I have to, it's a lot of them out there. The modern-day
right.
woman
you know
now.
Why, Lou? Yeah. And you know why, Lou? Because all of the guys that are out there that are worth something are already taken. Or the person that she thought she had, no, listen to me, or the person she thought she had that ran that great sweetness and offered her the world hurt her, so she's going to get them back and she's going to stick a bitch in the process. Trust me when I tell you. So that is the thing.
What?
And you know the best way to keep that together is to go, you know what, I'm going to just take from them, I'm going to get their money, they better come to me straight, they better do this, all that Madea nonsense. And let me tell you something, when that girl finally meets that person that is true and went through all her craziness and still with her, trust me when I tell you, she's going to hold on to him and tell any girl she saw doing what she used to do to stay the hell out of her territory.
That's
all
right.
All that crap about, I don't want to see no mother, I ain't going to be shadowed with no kids. No crap. Now, you guys... You guys need to get
there. That, because there's a lot of them out there that just flat out, they just as hoish as most women consider men to be. Flat out, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with that.
I'm going to tell you something, considering that you were right with me on another panel previously when we were speaking about young girls and older girls that were doing that stuff, where you said that you can guarantee there was a basis for that, there was a reason why that happened. Trust me. And from a girl's standpoint, usually that's exactly where it comes from. Usually girls that are not really born with being gay.
Lack of father to teach them that, hey, boys is this way and keep your goodies to yourself,
right.
et cetera, et cetera, and not spread your goodies. Yeah, lack of father, which unfortunately we have a lot of that going on today.
I don't think it's a lack of father. The father is the first love of a daughter. The father is her first love. It comes.
Yeah,
the mother has to instill in that daughter how to be a young lady. I don't think it's a father.
No. I'm not talking about being a lady.
One at a time, because I'm not hearing you guys at all. Now, Larry said something. Lou, you reply.
What?
The floor is to you, Lou.
Okay, no, I understand what he's saying. I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it like a father of their life. What I mean is I'm speaking from my experience my daughter. As a man who was once a mannish little boy, I schooled my daughter from you know what I mean, teaching her about boys and how we do things, the things we pull. If you love me, you'll let me do this. If you really like me, that, and so on and so forth. And so my daughter was schooled on all that. That's what I mean. Yeah, it takes a mother to teach her how to be a lady.
I understand that part.
That's absolute coolness. And guess what? She was fortunate to have a brother. I see you callers. I'm going to bring you in just a minute. She was fortunate enough to have a guy who probably ran the streets and was the biggest dog or whatever and cared enough about his daughter when he grew up to say that. But what I'm telling you is the average girl that's out there talking about, I don't want nothing, he just better bring me my money and he better do this. Trust me when I tell you, she wants a relationship. All them girls talking about, I'm only going to take married men because they don't want nothing from you. You don't want nothing from them. That's because she's been there, done that, got her. It didn't work out. Probably happened more than once. And she was always on the bad end of her.
Low self-esteem issues also, I think, play a role. When you feel you don't feel worthy enough to have your own man and you'd rather share a man or just be a man's jump off stuff, you have low self-esteem issues where you don't feel like you're worthy to be his queen.
If that was the case that women would accept that type of a relationship, you wouldn't have women that are become obsessed when she went into a let's call it a mutual contract, okay, where he tells her, look, I'm married, I love my wife, but, you know, hey, I'm here with you, but there's never going to be nothing more. Because a woman is naturally designed to believe that at the end of the day, she can be good enough to convince him to want to come to the other side.
Right.
That's just our bottom line lazy. Okay, and first of all, you guys are selfish little pigs to sit there and go, you know what? I told her what it was going to be like. I don't give a flying damn if you told her with a sealed, notarized letter. You are taking this woman's body. She's emotionally attached. I don't give a shit. Guess what? Get up and go out there and stay with your wife. How about that?
That's right.
Because the first thing you want to do is call her a crazy fatal attraction. Sorry.
That's the worst thing.
You guys like to walk into a classroom you're not schooled for all the time. And the nerve of these girls to sit there and allow this to happen, the nerve of you guys to believe that I told her, I'm going to take her, go back and forth, go up and down, take her this, take her that. And you know what? The contract from the table, she understood.
Well, I just want to say
this. Anyway, I got two panelists I got to bring in. Hang on a second.
I'll be stroking.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Am I in?
Hi. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Rod.
Hey, Rod, hold on 1 second. Let me bring another panelist, and you'll be first in the queue. Hold on. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Rod.
Okay, Rod, I'm talking to the one after you. You're on the air?
Okay.
All right, I'll mute him out until he comes back.
You hear me, Lou?
Yeah. They just left us and left us by ourselves. Must have linked us out or something. I mean, mic'd us out.
Oh.
Hello?
Her mic is out?
Here, I'm going to take over the show, y'all. Katie had to step out for a moment.
Oh, I don't think so. Wow. Well, you know what?
Oh, shush, Lou, I heard you.
Yep,
all right.
I agree with you on, you know, the point of that, guys, I can't say all, but yeah, there are guys out there that they give the impression, the girl impression that, oh, yeah, that they're not ready for a relationship, they don't want to get a relationship, or they're not boyfriend material. And they, you know, they're swooning her, they're romancing her, and everything, you know, everything is set. And she's already mind blown, thinking, okay, maybe he is ready, maybe he is ready. All of a sudden, things happen. He has to turn around and say, okay, goodbye. And she's like, wait a minute. And he's like, well, I did tell you that, you know, it wasn't gonna be serious. And you know, that really does hurt the woman. You know, that really does hurt the woman. And there's a lot of women out there that are single who are very good, and they end up with trash. I hate to say it, they do end up with trash. So,
right.
Yeah, I do agree with what you're saying. That I mean, there are men out there that do that. I don't know if women that do that. I know women that are, you know, as cold blooded as that too. But you know, I know many more that would do that. And just so you know, just get a piece instead of saying, you know what, that'll be serious. I'm not even gonna have you waste your time with me. Don't even try. Don't even bother to stay with me. At least don't even take the benefit of that. They just want a piece, and that's it.
Okay. Rod. Tonight's question originally began with, would you have a problem if your lady was to tell you that something about your sexual game needs to be improved or changed or intensified, if she was verbal about her desires with you?
Oh, no, I encourage her to be off, open, but it's just the way she present her case. I got fast hands too, so I might forget. I'm sorry. We got ice.
Yes, of course. You listen, ladies. We spoke about this before you joined in the queue. Of course, first of all, communication is the key, but definitely delivery of communication. Listen, you don't have to sit there and stop the act and go, okay, listen, honey, I need you to go a little to the left. I need you to grab my breath a little more. I need you to go in and out and you know, hang on a little bit. I need you
to go get your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go get your friends.
You're not going to say that. Oh, you're not going to tell the guy, oh, come on, you don't know how to use your thing? I mean, come on. You're going to, listen, do it in the act and guide the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you're a girl and it's the breast that you want, you know, shove your breast in his face a little more. Let him get it.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, you don't got to sit there and tell either or that, like, they're retards in a special ed class. You don't have to make it like that. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
we're talking about you in a committed relationship.
She delivered it like that.
You are in a committed relationship, and you want to be able to say, you know, baby, this is what I need from you. You know, or, you know, even if you're not saying it, like I said, straight out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Definitely, because I'm just like, if I can do better by a little input by her, and she gives me like 2-3 times what I usually get, and it's like I'll be pleased. Tell me more.
Listen, I will say to Christopher Williams, once again, let me tell Christopher Williams, thank you for being the first honest male respondent by saying that the first thing that would happen would be that your ego would be dented just a little bit. And you guys need to stop trying to act like you're tough on everything, because everything doesn't require a shield and a big old cross to say, yes, I'm a man and I'm tough. You know, yeah. You're human, and there is no such thing as a sex expert.
My ego will be a little tarnished, but I might do it.
Right, but none of you guys said that. Well, you didn't even answer, Lou. You were too busy posting music. But everybody that answered me, was like, I don't know, I encourage her to be open. And you know what? Maybe it's just the way she says it. Meaning your ego would be in problems. Come on, say that, guys. We know you're egotistical. That's why half the time we pretend we like what you're doing when we're unsatisfied.
That's right.
Because guys, we know that.
Trust me when I tell you, that happens too many times.
We could fake it before you can. We could fake it longer than you can. There are things we could say is happening that really isn't. You know?
I've had a faker or two in my time.
I wonder how you do that. What'd you do? Yes, baby. Oh, I shot. I didn't shoot. Come on.
Look, Katie,
you guys
I had a woman screaming, ooh, baby, and I hadn't even put it in yet.
What the hell were you screwing if she didn't feel that you didn't put it in yet?
Yeah, what were you doing? She was faking, but I mean, and I'm like, hold on, baby,
maybe she's a monogoner before you did anything.
I think you guys could fake that you thought it was good sex, but I don't think that you could fake an orgasm. But we can.
Right, we can.
We can, because you know why? There are certain parts about us that get wet even that's not a cum. So I don't know. Go ahead, Deacon. You're on the air. Deacon Williams? All right. I don't know, but go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, I have a question I want to ask the men. Is there any such thing as bad sex?
You know what? I don't think so. I'm going to tell you what that comes down to. If a guy has been around the bend or a girl has been around the bend 50 times, has done things, you know, in the acrobat stance or, you know, gymnastics or whatever the hell these modern day things are, you know, I think that if the person that they go to next isn't already doing it or isn't doing it a certain way and they don't know how to deal with bringing that person around, I think that's what they call it.
I think from a man's standpoint, yes, there can be bad sex. And I'm going to tell you why, from a man's standpoint. If a woman is boring, like later, like a log, and not active and whatever stuff, it's times when it can be boring. If you up there, like you swimming in the ocean, therefore you're not getting no kind of,
some milk,
you know,
doing
no
some chilling
or whatever, like you swimming in the ocean, that can be
pool.
Bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that can be bad.
Now, wait,
please,
from a girl's standpoint, let me give you guys a little pointers on that, all right? First of all, you guys don't seem to get something, and I don't think you do. So let me try to school you a little bit, okay? You guys stick and we receive. So, hello, sometimes you are sticking a little to the left and we cannot move.
Yeah.
So, you know, be a little better about it.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Some girls don't know how, because all they've been is people that have been, you know, maybe they've never been around the bend with real making love or whatever the case is. All right? But I will say there could be, Linda. I was just thinking about it. Guys might get bitten instead of, you know, pleased with certain things like oral sex, for example.
True.
Well,
all right. Girls, on the other hand, if a guy is biting her nipple thinking that it's turning on and it's not, and he don't get it, or if he says stupid dirty talk, like dumb stupid stuff that'll turn you off.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll knock
down. Have a conversation during.
You have, and, and, like, you,
any of you on this panel, have you ever been with somebody that was hot, it was cool, and then they just said one stupid thing and maybe the expression on their face when they said it, like just this was like a deal killer?
Yep.
You know?
Well, I've said dumb things before.
Or it maybe like, you just didn't fight more. I mean, ugh. Some
well,
guys said
like
some...
If you the size of where you're supposed to be in a fish tank, but yet you feel like you're in the ocean, that can be terribly, like, unsatisfying and just like, I might as well stop because I know I ain't doing nothing and I know she ain't feeling nothing and I might as well just save my energy.
Okay. Lou, I got to give you that one.
Yep. A couple of kids.
Okay.
And so you're not hitting the wall. All right. I've had that a couple of times.
Did you say save your energy, Lou? You sounded like a
Con Ed. I told the girl once, Katie, I said, look here, sweetheart, I'm going to keep it real with you. It appears that I'm wasting your time and mine.
I've got two panelists. Let me bring them in one second. I will say that a guy turned me off once in my earlier days because, I don't know, it was the way his mouth looked and the expression on his face when he said one of the stupidest things. And I was like, that's it. I'm out. Get out. Get the hell out. Bye. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
No, this is still Rod.
Hush. Now you
hung up and came back on.
Okay, I had somebody press one. Hold on, there's one more. Hold on. Welcome to the show, caller. You on the air?
Well, I appreciate finally being able to come
online.
Thank you.
We heard you talking about recipes in the background, sir. Okay, what's up, Deacon?
How's everybody?
Did I not
God bless
call Deacon Williams in? Did I not call Deacon Williams in?
Yeah, she did.
Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't hear him in the background.
You trying to get tomorrow's dinner together.
Okay.
trying to get what? You dinner
you're
together.
You're talking about
dinner.
That
talking about a recipe.
All right, Deacon, give us your spin on tonight, dear.
Give you what?
Give us your spin on tonight's topic. Would you have a problem with a woman telling you that she needs more from you sexually but in the relationship?
She needs more sexually from me?
Yes.
Well, look, we don't read no minds. You know, tell me what you want. I don't mind constructive criticism at all. If it's something that you like, tell me. I can't read your mind. My name is not Preston. You know,
okay.
and if it's something that I can go along with, we can do that. But other than that, don't expect me to satisfy you. And I'm trying my best out here, and then you're not telling me what you like, because you can have anything that you like.
Okay, well, gentlemen,
down the way says that she likes the basket. You go for it, right?
That's right.
No basket talk today. No basket talk. No, but gentlemen, listen to this. A lot of times, like I said, the expectation in the bedroom is usually that the guys come in knowing more than the girl does. Usually a guy's been around the block before a girl has. So understand this. There's some things that maybe she doesn't know she wants to try, but you guys know what you like. So guess what? If you try, let's say it was, you know, untraditional sex in the back door. All right? If you go to try that and she's backing off or it hurts or do whatever, then you know that's not the time to do it. All right?
Okay,
well, that's not the thing to do. But if you guys are together, one sec, Deacon, I'm just going to bring this up. If you guys have been around the bend with certain things, such as, okay, one of the things that, for example, she likes is the way that you handle her breasts. Okay, but if she feels you should, I don't know, suck a little harder or, you know, suck a little less or don't bite as much, and she needs to tell you that, would that offend you?
No, it would not. It wouldn't offend me. when the
feminine. Because a lot of guys, swear to God, when they're doing their little moves and they're giving their little extras, that if you tell them the very thing they think they're eating you with, you know what I mean? It's turning you off.
Look, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
And this, I'm coming as a man to the man. Look, we all know we can talk our little stuff all we want to. Talking about, yeah, we damaging her, all that. We ain't doing a doggone thing. Don't you know babies come through that canal?
Uh-huh.
So it ain't nothing we could do to that that's going talking about we hurt. And I don't even want to hear that because when I watched my daughter come into this world, I was like, oh, my God. And
oh my God.
I was like, okay, don't ever tell me, ooh, you hurting. No, I'm not hurting nothing.
No,
and look, wait, let me finish. And we can't fool ourselves. You women can look up longer than we can look down. So there's no question about that. There's no question about that.
Deacon, you need to throw that analogy the hell out the window. Because trust me when I tell you, it's a lot harder. I mean, it's a
what's a lot harder?
The pain of something coming out the size of a lemon that's the size of a watermelon, okay? You cannot compare that to something going in, all right? Now, at least I will say this. You going in, it'll hurt, but eventually it was naturally made and designed to go there. So somewhere down the line, you are gonna get used to it. But you cannot possibly say that if you could push out a baby, don't ever tell me that something hurts.
Man, please.
Listen. That's why there's so many other things that go along with childbirth. So many other things that go along.
I've looked at it like this. You're never too old to go back to school, so school me on a lot of stuff. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, as I said before, and you weren't here for that, while you guys are burning out, we are heating up, so you better get your school together. Deacon, listen, y'all take your little, not me, I'm the man, I'm the player. Take that off the table, because I'm going to tell you something. When women are reaching their peak, you guys have peaked out.
Yes, that's right.
That's why a lot of you guys trying to get in cougar relationships sit up there and go, no, baby, you just go ahead and go to the club, because you're too old and winded to try to keep up with it. Stop it.
What? Stop it. I be too old and winded.
Oh. Listen.
Too old and winded. Look,
listen,
I'm just like a bottle of wine. I get better with time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, excuse me. You know what? Listen to what I'm saying to you. You guys need to understand.
My clear kind of voice.
Say that again.
Say what?
I said, I be stroking. Stroking to the
east.
Stroking to the west. Man,
be stroking.
The show caller, you're on the air.
I be stroking.
Listen. You guys are naturally designed to burn yourself out while we women are just learning our sexuality and our desires and our peace. We are learning as we grow older, possibly because we've already been through the crazy time of having babies young and going around and getting this person and that person, doing party things. We really don't have the time to sit there and explore our bodies. You guys have been here, there, everywhere. We've been part of the line. Usually by that time we're getting older, we have more time to sit back and go, hey, wait a minute, I never knew that worked before.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you know, I don't know.
Look, as long as you take care of yourself, there's no point in even going there, because if you taking care of yourself as a man, there's no way you're going to get burned out.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm not saying that you couldn't.
I'm just speaking for me.
I'm not saying that you couldn't do it. I'm not saying.
I know my back is strong.
Nobody is questioning your physical ability, sir. I'm saying to you this. Nobody's saying that you couldn't do it.
Is it physicality a part of it?
Nobody's saying that you couldn't do it. Nobody's saying that, you know, even though somebody says that, you know, you've expired by this time, that you couldn't go a little longer. No one's saying that. What I'm saying is women naturally become at their peak by as they get older, while you guys, why do you think a lot of these older women go to younger men? Why do you think a lot of these older women? Why do you think a lot of these older women go for younger men? You think it's because of the intellect they can share? Really?
I understand but them Panthers ain't nothing but really over the hill freaks, that's all.
Right.
Like I said, and what do we call these 60-year-old guys picking up these 20-somethings?
Look, I'm not even talking about that because when I was 16, I was with a woman that was 35.
Okay, we heard. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with that one. Go ahead. And you felt that you were on an intellectual level with this woman, and that she wanted your little young buck butt because you could offer her the senses of life.
Look, I had enough intellect to have her thinking that I was 18, so how much intellect is that?
Oh, 2 whole years. Wow. And at 18, you're real mature.
Yeah.
You guys need to get your... Listen, there is not a damn thing you have in common with a two-decade older woman than you are who has lived twice your life. There's nothing you could tell her unless she was born stupid, stayed under a rock, didn't know nothing about the world, and all she knew was sex.
There is
nothing you could school this woman on. Nothing.
I didn't say I schooled her on nothing.
I schooled her enough to tell her that I was 18 and I was only 16.
That's not being schooled. I honestly believe that she knew I was lying in the first place.
That's because you were 18 and 16. Hello, you didn't know, but she knew.
She was a pedophile.
1 second, we got a new
pedophile. They come in women too. A lot of people think pedophiles is just men. There are a lot of women pedophiles.
I ain't one of them. I am not one of them. Pedophiles come in all shapes, sizes, genders, colors, creeds, sexuality, orientation. I don't care. It is what it is, no matter who's doing it. And at 35, with a 16-year-old teenager, she was a pedophile, whether you thought she was schooled or not. Now, I'm going
to
bring in our new panelist. One
but,
second.
But see, to me, I don't know because it was voluntarily. So it's just like, if I got with a younger girl and with me being an old age, they're going to call it statutory rape, right?
And
there
was the same as a woman, if I've been told.
Right.
There's a new panelist.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Yo, what's going on, fam? It's your boy, Dean. Call from Cali. What's going on?
Okay.
We talking about pedophiles?
I knew you'd pop up somewhere, Dean. Next. Go ahead. Let's go. What you got to say, baby?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm coming in late. You said women telling their men what they want in sex, does it help or harm? Like, I think it adds to the situation. If we in the moment and she's saying, like, and she moving to the left right there, that's my spot. That's a help right there because now I know what your spot is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
save me from trouble.
You know, so during the situation, you know, I think you know, it helps. You know, because like, you know, who knows your body better than you? So you can help me get to your.
That's
spot.
Right.
So
that's
I'm
right.
With that. I'm not mad at that.
That's right. And I don't mind being a safari hunter.
Hey, what we tell our safari, hopefully she's saved. I'm just saying, I got problems with that.
That's a good one. I like that term.
Hey, go too much.
I really like that one. I'm gonna write that down.
I have another panelist soon, guys.
Just
saying. Ladies and gentlemen, hello.
I'm a safari hunter. Nice.
All right, listen, there's 20 minutes left, and there's a new panelist in. Let me get them in.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Coley. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, this is Shonda. How y'all doing?
Hey, stranger, what's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. I am over here cracking up.
At who?
At Deacon.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is so funny, and Mo is over here crying laughing.
Oh God, Mo
is crying laughing. What's up, Shonda?
Who is that?
Okay.
Always crying laughing.
What's your take on tonight's situation, hon?
I mean, like I say, I've been married 17 years, so for me to want to do something outside of something we normally do, I'm kind of like afraid because, you know, folks look at you like, where the hell you learn that from? Or what you mean you want to, you know what I'm saying?
I'd be like, you cheating.
That happened, LaShonda.
No, the question is, listen, you and Maul have been together for 17 years, Shonda.
Right.
What I'm saying is, if you have been with your husband and certain things worked and now it's not, now you need to, I don't know where that's coming from, please, whoever that's coming from.
Yeah.
If certain people have been, if certain things don't work the same way anymore for you, and you need to tell him, you know, is it a good thing to do or a bad thing, and Mo, would you have a problem with hearing it? You know, because you know guys' egos come into play because they've been taught by society that they're the sexual experts.
Yep.
You understand?
I don't think it would be a problem, but I think for me it would just be like, okay. And you know, I don't know how guys think or whatever. And then in the back of his mind is he looking at me like, this a damn freak, you know.
You're his freak in his sheets. That's it. You know, he's back inside the ring.
And you know, like I said, 17 years, and you know, we didn't did it all. You know, but for me, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't know if it would be like out of respect, or I mean, I don't know what it is. Go ahead.
One second. Wait. Lou, let her finish because she's just coming in. Go ahead.
That
is Lou.
But, like I was saying, I don't know. Maybe it's just the person that I am, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And how I feel. But, like, if Mo came to me with something different, you know, I'm gang. I'm like, sure, you know, whatever. But I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't go to him because I would feel like, you know, he older than me, too, so it'd be like, dang, he looking at me like, what the fuck, where you learn this from, or who taught you, you know.
Would y'all make a sex tape?
I have to agree with you on that one, because I was in a relationship for 12 years, and I was kind of shy, saying, okay, can you do this instead of this, can you, I was, yeah, but then and I want people to look at me like, okay, where you learn that from? You know, who you were before me, you know? So, yeah,
okay.
I understand what you're coming from on that one.
I'm
that
good here. Can I say something, y'all?
Go ahead.
I know exactly what Shonda's saying, and quite frankly, there ain't nothing wrong with you from a woman's standpoint if you just want to say, baby, do this, do that. I get what you're saying, though, but true story. One time when I was in a relationship, of course, or whatever, just back in the day, way back in the day. Let me make that clear. And I went out and fell off into something else outside the home. And she taught me a little something, a move, and I went back home and wanted mine to do that move, and that's exactly what she said. Who the F, where you the F and taught you that? You know what I mean? And that's exactly what she said.
Listen, do you use those Rubbermaid gloves to, like, clean your dishes or the house or whatever, those yellow things?
No.
You don't?
I don't use the, no.
Do you have a pair, like, under your cabinet somewhere?
No, but I always can go to around the corner and get some while I was
going
on.
Well, you can't do that while you're on the broadcast. However, find one of those winter gloves, right, and just swing it while you're talking to me, because I'm going to tell Mo something right now. You two have been together for 17 damn years, okay? By now, y'all have been around the bend. You're on each other's Facebook. You are laughing, joking. Mo, if she was to ask you to do something new right now and that question would come out your mouth, Shonda, take that glove and smack them like the French do when it's time for the sword
fight.
Right. All right? You should be smacked up, down, way, sideways, north, east, south, and west, and shipped off somewhere and reprogrammed.
I thought you was going to tell him to do something sexy with the glove. You went all the way left. I thought you was about to say, put some lubrication on it. I'm just saying. New Year's coming up. Make a New Year's resolution.
Yeah,
I've been together.
I've got
a question for the panel.
That's what's up.
If I may.
Go ahead.
I got a question. This new.
This Lou, I got a question. Speaking of teaching and asking about something and whatever doing, is I was recently just turned on to something, and I don't know, it might be old to me. Y'all can tell me. I mean, it might be old to y'all, but go to the dollar store and get a little cheap little dollar store shower curtain and take the sheets off the bed, whatever, and put it on the bed and sprinkle it all over with baby oil. And I'm telling you, hold on tight. Is that something old to anybody else?
I didn't use a shower thing at all. I just used garbage bags. So I didn't want to waste my time using the shower instead. Okay, oh my lord, did you say a body bag, Lady Diamond? Yeah. Did you say a body bag, Lady Diamond? Hold on, now why would you put that on your sheets? Like, if you don't want to mess up your sheets, just do that at a hotel. Because like, I'm like that. You ain't gonna mess up my 900 thread sheets with that. With this stuff. I mean, we going to a hotel. It's crazy.
But my point is, I'm telling you, that was some rough riding, boy. And I'm telling you, I'm like, wow. I want to get one of these. You know, I'm like, wow, that was, you know. And I knew everything about it. So that's an example of how you can learn something new, even as old as I am. You can learn something new to spice it up. Because I was like, what?
Yes, exactly.
I was like a cowboy.
Yep. You know what, Lou? It's
Let me
not
find out she's
day.
Coming to my house with some shower curtains. I'm trying to told you.
Lou, yesterday on the show, we spoke about, we brought up an analogy, right, where we said you could take the same chicken and cook it in 1,000 different recipes, and it'll each recipe will be a whole new recipe, but it's the same old damn chicken, okay? It's the same thing. It doesn't matter how old it is in the books. Maybe it's the first time you've tried it. I've heard of Kama Sutra as old as Moses, but people are just learning about that. I've heard yesterday was the first time I heard about something that's the equivalent of sexual yoga, and it's called tantric or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, but that didn't turn me on, envisioning myself being naked in the sex bed talking about,
chakras filled before.
Well, we know what she likes. She likes slapping people with gloves and shit like that. She
I didn't find
it
sexy,
shit.
You know, pretending to be a sexual Buddha in the middle of my bedroom, but if it works for some people, it does. First of all, that bull crap about there's a sex expert therapist out there, no way. There's no one person that knows the right answer to all sex, because everybody's sexual peaks are different. Everybody's desires are different. Everybody's turn-ons are different.
They got bull crap.
There are girls that can be spanked and whipped and beaten up. I couldn't understand dominatrix or S&M to save my life.
All y'all got clits, and all y'all react the same way to the clit simulation, just saying.
Okay. Everybody has different things that's their turn-on point, okay? If somebody was to come in talking about they want to beat me up in the bed, there's going to be a problem. I'll be on the cover of somebody's gazette with handcuffs. You're not going to be smacking me up.
They got to use some Moscato at least first, right?
No. No, I don't
care
what we
have. The other way around. You're supposed to have the paddle, and you don't do that.
You're not putting no latex over my nose or pretending to. You're not going to be calling me no OB, nothing, to try to get your rocks off.
You
no way.
Who you been hanging with? You need some new friends.
Okay, y'all.
That's kind of fun. I'm sorry, Katie.
Who needs
new
friends?
When they start calling names, you know? They don't mean it.
Hey, y'all,
I can't name, too.
Listen, like I said, I don't want no third-party people in my damn bedroom. I can do helicopter woman, French maid, sick. I could play Bridget the Hun if you want me to in my house with my man in my bedroom. No limit. Don't be bringing no outsiders, thank you.
Yeah, because women got alter egos. Let's just keep it real. So you don't need an extra woman in the bed. Your woman got an alter ego she ain't tell you about yet. All you got to do is bring it out of her. That's what I'm just saying. That's what's up.
Oh,
Very good. Well, I got a confession, y'all. I got a confession. Hold on, I got one too. Listen, Carlin said he's the problem. All right, Lou, you confess first. Go. I've been having sex the entire time we've been on the air.
Wow. And you could talk that great? I don't know.
I know, right? I already did like 15 minutes ago. So
the question is, with yourself
right
or
now,
somebody else?
Right.
It's a different.
All right. And you, LaShonda?
I'm just laughing at Marlon. Mo is crazy. He said he used to bribe the women afterwards.
To do what? Bribe them for what?
He used to hit it and rob them when they sleep.
Oh, shit. Stop causing trouble behind the scenes, okay?
Y'all know how he is. He a damn fool. Yeah, I know.
I know. You got to hide the phone and the speakers from him, right?
Oh, my God. He used to just take the curtains and the rods and everything.
All right, you know what?
Seriously.
Linda, you still there? Linda, are you still there? Oh, wait, 1 second. Let me see if this is... Hold on.
Damn, Linda probably coming.
Linda, are you there?
Linda, she got the gloves. Come on out.
All right, guys, listen. We got that. We're down to 8 minutes.
Her a little hot, so.
All right, we're down to 8 minutes. So I've got to take all of your final words in like an option of 30 seconds or less, starting with you, Lou. As soon as you can, you zipped up your pants real quick, sir.
Well, how you stroking?
All right, well, stroke and talk and make it fast.
In a nutshell, all I got to say is basically that, again, like Rob said, whatever, something, I don't have no problem with my woman telling me or a woman in general telling me she needs it differently or something that'll help please her. That saved me a shortcut and saved me to help me out. You know, I ain't got to be figuring out because, like I say, you women are just so unique, like a fingerprint, that sometimes, you know, I don't care if you've been with 100 women, you know, you get to the 101, she might like something different, something totally different than the other 100.
That's true. Rod, you're
up. Rod has his riding crop ready, so I'm not afraid of any woman. I'm ready.
All right, he goes in check. Okay, Dean, you're up.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm good. You said I'm up. I thought you could see what I'm doing over here. No, I'm good. No,
Lashonda,
I'm not mad at that.
You have some final words, Dean?
I welcome it. That's what I'm saying. Like, when a woman tells me what she like, just do it during sex, because when you make them sounds when you tell me, I'll listen more. So when you're like, right there, that's what's up. Make some sounds with it, you know, and I won't feel intimidated.
All right. Very good. All right, Lashonda, you go.
That right there, that's old. That, you should know, it, wherever it, you know, that's kind of old. I'm talking about some old other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You know, I don't know. But anyway,
I got my antenna out.
I don't know where that's coming from.
They turn your toys off, I'm just saying.
Toys are everything.
All right, I'm going to bring in Larry for his last words. 30 seconds or less, Larry. What's your last final words?
My last final words?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
I can.
Okay, whatever makes my queen happy will make me happy. As long as she don't bring nothing in the bed that I got to use forever to keep her happy. All this is me, you know? If I can't be strong in the hips, I will be strong in the lips.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Lady B?
Well, I have to say this. I've been criticized before, and I have been told, I would really like to see the freak in the bed. I said, all right, you want to see the freak? Got it. So once I feel so silent, I don't want to hear shit. You're my bitch after that. That's how I am.
Oh, shit.
Well,
what's your name,
Neil? Let me tell
you
something. There's absolutely no right or wrong, no cap on something. Your relationships need recreation at all times until the day you die, even when you are geriatric in a wheelchair. Sex is communicative physically, so you need to have some other type of communication to keep that going on. A relationship is easy to form. It's not easy to keep. It takes work on both ends. So, dealing with this is no longer...
I forgot all about wheelchair pussy.
This is not... Okay, these are my remarks now. So hello? All right? Relationships are not easy to keep. And all sorts of communication needs to be in and together. If you guys can't say it in a verbal manner during the physical act, by all means, use your body language. Women guide
write
them.
Write a letter.
You know? Women guide them. That's what it is, but it does take work. We are no longer in the colonial days where, you know, you just beat a woman up and put her in the horse and covered wagon and keep it moving. okay? It's no longer an obligation. Right now, women are speaking, women are talking, and men, back up your egos, because sex is not something that is that has a right or wrong way to go. When you're dealing with unique people, you need to have an open mind to accept unique ways. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
well,
there's a right or wrong way now. Don't be lying to them now. You can't eat the shit the wrong way. You give me brain the wrong way, you fired. You got to go.
Well, Dean, if that's what you be dealing with, then I guess you better get on board and figure out what's on the good list and on the bad list.
But everybody,
what's one man's treasure in the bedroom is another man's loss. You understand?
Same as
a woman. What pleases us one way in one area may not please another one. Somebody may like to be beat to death and called all sorts of names before they get the actual groove going. You know,
damn.
That's all I could say. But until tomorrow night, everybody, be blessed. Be a blessing. Make a difference. Have a good night.
Good night.
And thank you all for coming.
Peace.
Night.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.